Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Praise God. Jesus, only you, Jesus, only you, Jesus. And we give God praise, glory, and honor this morning. We thank God, amen, for another opportunity to praise him, to worship him. And he is the God. He's the only God. And we worship him. We praise him. He says in Psalm 77:11, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. In verse 14 of the same chapter, you are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. And so we know the God who does great things, who is the supernatural God. He goes beyond our natural, amen, abilities, and he does what we call the supernatural. But to God, that might just be the normal for him. And but we give him praise, we give him glory and honor. We magnify him. We go into prayer because we know God answers prayers of the righteous. Amen. Father God, we give you praise. We give you glory and honor this morning. You are magnificent. You are wonderful. You are the God who does amazing things, awesome, what we can't imagine, oh God. We bless your holy name. We praise your holy name. Father God, we ask you right now, we're asking for souls, God, souls in the kingdom. You said, pray to you, Lord of the harvest, to send forth the workers. God, send forth the workers, the laborers into the harvest field, for it is plentiful, it is right. And you are the one, oh God, to raise up your people, to have a heart for those souls who are yet to come into the kingdom, those who are in the valley of decision, the valley of judgment, come out, Father God, and call the name of Jesus. Those whose minds are blinded by the enemy, God, unblind their minds so they can hear the Spirit of the Lord, so they can see the gospel of truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They're out of the darkness and they come into the marvelous light of your Son, Jesus Christ. And so, God, we give you praise and glory. We thank you for your soldiers, for your people, for your missionaries, those who are already, Father God, doing a great work for the kingdom of God. We lift up Gospel of Asia Ministries. We lift up Grace Point Ministries in Africa, Kenya. We plead the blood of Jesus over these ministries. Their angels will be camped all around those. You send the ministry spirits to those heirs of salvation, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you are, Father God, performing miracles beyond what we can imagine, beyond what we can think or ask in our prayers. You do exceedingly above, amen, Lord God, our imaginations. So, God, we thank you right now for a great revival across the land, across the continent of U.S., across the whole world, Father God, Africa, Asia, all over, Lord God, as you do a great work. God, so amazing, so wonderful. We bless your holy name. We pray for our children and youth, Father God. We ask and we lift them up before you, Lord God. Your will is for no one to perish, but all to come to repentance. And so we pray for our children and youth for their salvation. God, even a little child should lead others. They can lead their peers, siblings, parents, other adults, Father God, and lead them into the kingdom of God. And you said, hinder not the little children to come unto you. So, God, we pray for more doors for the children and youth to hear the gospel and respond with childlike faith, for which you called us all to, or you said we all must become like a little child so we can inherit the kingdom of God. God, I bless you right now, Lord. We pray for those who need healing, that you are Jehovah Rapha, Lord God, the one who heals us. And by the wounds and stripes of Jesus, we are healed. God, we thank you, Lord, that you heal us and we are healed. You save us and that we are saved. You heal cancer. You heal diabetes. You heal heart disease. You heal, Father God, whatever needs to be healed. And you protect us, Father God, from hurt, harm, and danger, that no harm would enter our tents. We bless your holy name. God, we thank you right now that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God provider. You make provision for every type of need, spiritual, emotionally, mentally, physically. You are, God, our everything. You are all in all. And in you we move and we have our very being. You are our very life and breath. God, we bless your holy name on today. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the body of Christ as we raise up. We rise up to the occasion of these end times and this last day to be a people without spot or wrinkle. Amen. We'll be adorned as the beautiful bride you called us unto, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have called each of us for such a time as this, amen, that we would stand in the gap. We would be intercessors for our family, our communities. We would be intercessors for our nations, our continents even, Lord God. And so we bless your holy name, God, that we are your people. We're blessed to be called your children. Oh, God, we bless you right now, God, that you are guiding us, you are leading us, that your word, your scripture has been a light unto our pathways and given us guidance and direction, God, for our now, for our future. And, Lord God, we bless you. We thank you. Hallelujah is the highest praise, and we give you the highest praise, Lord God. We thank you, O Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we bless you right now, God, for your people. Amen. As we stand, Lord God, and we've done all that we can do to stand, we put on the full armor of God. Father, we have on the helmet of salvation. We have on the breastplate of righteousness. We have our shield of faith that is able to quench the fire of the enemy. And this sword of spirit, which is your word, God. Amen. Our loins going back to truth, and our feet fitted and shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And so we go and spread this gospel. Amen. And we do it not apart from you, but, God, we do it as we remain, as we abide in the vine, Lord God, that will bear much fruit that will remain. Amen. That will, God, will speak to our faith, to speak to you to get the glory and you to get the praise. And, God, so thank you, Lord God, that our faith is increasing. And, God, we believe, we thank you, Lord God, that you are working great and mighty miracles, Lord God. You've done so much in our lives, a miracle of salvation, that we accepted Christ Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and others will do the same. So, Father, we bless you right now, Father God, as we, amen, stay strong. We just stand, Father God. We stand on your word, amen. We stand on your promises, because your promises are yes and amen. And so, Lord God, we thank you for great deliverance of your people, great deliverances, amen, out of the hand of the enemy, out of all the schemes, all the plans of the enemy, canceled out right now, destroyed. The enemy's plans destroyed in the name of Jesus. Father God, you doing that, you're marking a great work. We bless your holy name for that, God. Hallelujah. God, we bless you right now. We thank you right now. Father God, we thank you, God, so much. We bless you. We said prayer and thanksgiving, to pray continually, but always with thanksgiving. And so, God, we are so thankful. We are so grateful. Mighty God, wonderful God, we bless your holy name. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his name. We bless God for you on this morning. Amen. And we thank you for your agreement in prayer. We know that agreement, where two or three are gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus, he is in the midst. And he said we could ask things according to his will, and he would do it. He would do it. And we believe that God is doing so much, and we bless his holy name. God bless you. Have an awesome rest of the day. Join us in the morning for Seed of the Word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.